Retailers prepping for the holidays got some good news this week. The National Retail Federation expects holiday spending to increase by around 4-5% because of the strong economy. But there's a downside. The low unemployment rate will make it very hard for stores to find seasonal workers. Callum Borchers is senior innovation reporter at WBUR. He joins us now. Hi, Callum.
Hi, Jeremy.
And tell us more about how much people are supposed to spend this year, how much they're expected to spend this year, and how that lines up with past years.
So the projection is about $720 billion in November and December, and that excludes cars and gas and spending at restaurants, so really just sort of those gifts around the holidays. That would be about $30 billion more than last year. And just for perspective, spending usually does grow year over year, but the average growth rate in recent years has been about 3.9%. So somewhere between 4 and 5 would be above average.
And how does that line up with the fact that we've talked about mall vacancies being at high levels, about big department stores having problems like Macy's?
Right. So the trend is undeniable. I mean, Cyber Monday last year was the biggest online shopping day in history. And meanwhile, the foot traffic in brick and mortar stores on Black Friday was down by 2%. So I think the overall spending increase can help the retailers that do both. And I think one really interesting experiment this year is Wayfair, the online furniture retailer. They are experimenting with temporary brick and mortar locations in those shopping malls. But interestingly, they will just be showrooms. So you can't actually buy them there,
right,
but you see them in a physical space and then order online.
This is the Bonobos model where you can go and try things on, but you have to actually go online to buy it. What about this idea that it's hard for these places to attract seasonal workers?
Right. So we just saw Amazon a couple of days say that it's going to increase its minimum pay to $15 an hour. And that increasingly looks like it will be the norm this holiday season. The market research firm Wakefield Research published a survey last week of 1,000 retailers and reported that the average hourly wage this holiday season is going to be $15.40. That's a big jump from an average of $11.70 last year.
And the minimum wage just above $7 an hour nationally. What about the trade war and tariffs? Is that going to have an impact on how much we're spending on gifts?
It could. The Retail Federation says it's concerned about those tariffs. It hasn't estimated what the overall impact will be. But of course, we've been hearing for months from businesses saying that the tariffs, especially on Chinese imports, could make their costs go up, and therefore they would have to pass those along to consumers.
One more thing, Callum, big economic news today and probably driving the markets lower today is that we found that the yield on 10-year Treasury notes, U.S. government bonds, reached its highest level since 2011. What's going on here?
Right. So it was up to about 3.2%. That's the highest since 2011, as you said. This is another sign of confidence in the U.S. economy. Hard to know exactly what goes on in investors' minds, but of course, they're weighing the risk versus reward. And a Treasury note is considered a very safe investment. That's why the interest rate is typically lower than what you might be able to get in the riskier stock market. But if that interest rate ticks up a little bit, maybe people don't want to take so much risk in the stock market.
And maybe mortgage rates and other things also start to tick up even more. Callum Borchers of WBUR, thank you so much.
Glad to be with you.